This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest. His name is Bill Fisher. He is the director of Golden Grail Technology Corp. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GOGY. Bill, welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate being here.
Bill, give my listeners a little bit of an about statement about your company and yourself, and then later on I want to get into some Q&A.
Sure. Yeah, we've been in this space, in the CBD space, the cannabidiol space, for about 3 years now, I think going on 3 years. And we were, previous to that, we were in the electronic cigarette space and the diet and skincare space, of which we continue to do those things. But it seems that there's a very huge demand for the cannabidiol products in the cannabis space. And so we've sort of started to focus on that very intensely.
So let me ask you this. What do you attribute the recent jump in marijuana stocks to?
Well, I think as marijuana prohibition starts to shrink across the country, you could see that in the most recent votes coming across with the, you know, four new states are added now, I believe, to the recreational marijuana space. And then there's multiple additional medical marijuana states that have been added. Slowly, it is turning out to be something that is eventually going to, I mean, in my opinion, eventually the rest of the country is going to have some sort of marijuana deregulation in process.
Absolutely.
A lot of the states that have begun to take on the recreational part of marijuana have enjoyed a lot of, you know, a lot of income from it. But the main focus for the marijuana rollout has been the medical reasons. The medical marijuana space is huge, and I think that you can only imagine. At least I know from our customers' response. I mean, our CBD, our cannabidiol, is sold as a superfood. So the benefits that it gives to a lot of our customers, I mean, they send us in, you know, many thanks and different testimonials that attest to how strong and how powerful of a superfood it is. And there are people that have, you know, it's tough for me to talk about the benefits, because, you know, we're limited to what we can say according to certain regulations. So, you know, maybe I want to kind of stop there.
Well, the CBD, that's approved in all 50 states, and you guys are going at it at a different angle. Would you guys sell food supplements that derive from the key part of the cannabis plant, correct?
Correct, yes.
And then
the two main ingredients, the two main ingredients in the cannabis plant are THC, which is tetrahydrocannabidiol, which is the main part of the plant that causes all the psychoactive effects.
And you guys are unlimiting that. You're taking that out.
Right, correct. We don't sell anything to do. We don't sell any THC or anything like that. But the second biggest compound in marijuana is CBD. People are feeling the effects of the cannabidiol in the way that they function in daily life. It's making daily life better for a lot of people with pain and anxiety and things like that. So that's where the focus is.
I want to change gears here for a second. There's a couple of reasons why I invited you on the show today. Is, you know, I look at a lot of the other companies that are in this market space, in the CBD space. Your market cap's a little bit north of 700,000. Your stock price is a little bit north of 2 cents. And in 2014, you guys have revenues around 19,000. In 2015, your revenues were a little bit north of 56,000. But the last two quarters, you guys have blown up like crazy. I mean, we're talking over 400,000 in each quarter. What gives on that?
Well, that's mainly due to the merger in February with Accurate Venture and Golden Grail. That's kind of where I came from. I founded and started Accurate Venture, which is primarily a marketing company, and we've been marketing different products, including cannabidiol, for the past almost 3 years. So our revenues, speaking of Accurate Venture, our revenues have been consistent with those numbers since we started. Golden was the company that I took a look at their profile, and when we got together, I figured it would be a good match for Accurate Venture to acquire Golden. We can bring our knowledge, our expertise, our marketing network that we have and that we've had established for many years, and we can bring that to Golden. So Golden's numbers on their own have been small, but once we merged with Accurate, then Accurate brought all that to Golden. Now, moving forward, Golden being public, it's a great vehicle for us to be able to raise capital for specific marketing ventures. Of which we wouldn't have been able to do on our own had we stayed private. Speaking of Accurate, so once we got together with Golden, we realized, look, there was a couple of things that we had to clean up with Golden. Not necessarily numbers or anything like that, but the way that certain things are structured that
exactly.
we were going to So we're working on that now and moving forward.
Yeah, it takes a little time to merge two companies together.
Exactly.
My guest today is Bill Fisher. He is the director of Golden Grail Technology Corp. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GOGY. Bill, while I got you on the phone here, let me ask you this. How do you guys sell to your customers? How do they become aware of your products?
Well, Accurate being a marketing company for the past few years, we've gathered a significant share of the of the legal cannabis market. Now, I say legal cannabis market, I mean the United States, 50 states where we sell cannabidiol.
Right.
And we have been marketing for the past 2.5 years. We have millions of records that we present our product to customers that have bought things for different reasons. Our data is very specific. Our data is very detailed. So if we believe that one of our products will help, or is something that one of our customers would use or like or purchase, then we market a specific product to a specific customer, and that's how we push out our product. Now, media buys are how we, as a marketing company, how we gather our customers. So we do specific media buys in different markets, and we target our demographic as well as, we have very strong direct-to-consumer email campaigns. We are primarily direct-to-consumer with all of the products that we have. So we have a lot of consumer data, and that's how we bring new products to market.
And how many products or SKUs do you have on your website? And give us your website, if you would.
Well, there's multiple websites. So it all depends on the customer. We like to tailor, different products to different customers, depending on what it is. The same product might have a couple of different websites. The Miracle Smoke product, which is miraclesmoke.com, that goes to a specific type of customer that responds well to that type of a site. And then there's Miracle Brand CBD, which is our main site where most people go from our media buys or different you know, different advertisements. BioRenovate, which is our sort of high-end pharmaceutical-grade product, that's BioRenovate.com. And those are for a different set, customer set. As you can see, the three different sites really are different, completely different.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So are there additional parts of your vertical chain that you could acquire to increase growth? What's are you going to think about any M&A in 2017? Can you give us any kind of futuristic view here?
Well, there are definitely parts of our vertical chain that would benefit us if we were to acquire them. I can't really get into if there's any talks or anything like that right now, because I don't think that that's the right thing to do at this moment. But there are definitely parts of the way we operate where an acquisition would be beneficial to us. I can say that.
My guest today is Bill Fisher. He is the director of Golden Grail Technology Corp. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol GOGY. In closing here, Bill, is there anything that you and I didn't get a chance to talk about that you would like to get out to my listeners?
Well, I mean, I think that that the opportunity to get on your show was great. I think it was. I think it'll definitely get the awareness out. Yeah, hope to be on it again soon.
We're going to check back with you in a couple of months. Bill, I wish you nothing but the best, and we'll see how things are in a couple of months.
Excellent. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it, Everett.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.